You. Hey, folks. Welcome back to yet another, of course, amazing episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 142. Yep, 142, airing on July 11th of 2021. For those of you who get it regularly, for those who have those of you who are on Patreon and are subscribing at the $10 or more level, you get the show 2 days early. Fantastic stuff, right? $10 a month. That's what, you know, dropping a couple coffees from your eat out order, not eating out once in that month, you know, not a lot to you guys, but means the world to me. Because every penny that comes in through our Patreon account goes towards covering electrical or internet costs or equipment upgrades or whatever is needed that particular month. Currently, it's all going towards the bills. Yep, I do not make a penny off of what comes into Patreon. It goes right into getting this show back out to you in a timely manner. Speaking of which, it's been almost exactly a year since we started Patreon. I know, hard to believe. But yes, a year. And in that time, we've had 10 different subscribers. One left due to financial changes. And I get that. Not everybody can subscribe 100% of the time. And I totally respect the decision. And right now, we have 7 active subscribers. So if you've left us recently, I'm so sorry to see you go. But if you'd like to join us over on Patreon, anything from $1 a month up is a valid subscription amount. At $1 to $5 a month, you are going to get a shout out on the show, a thank you for me, your name on the socials, etc., etc., just for subscribing and helping us out with the show. But it's been a fantastic year. There are posts over on Patreon that are available to everybody. There are posts out there that are just specific to the Patreons, and I'm trying to come up with some new content to put over there. I don't know what you guys would like to see over on Patreon, but I will think of something and or get a suggestion from people to post some stuff over there. Anywho, by the time this show airs, hopefully the Genre Whiplash Challenge that was issued by Jack from Wander Radio will have been recorded and posted with links going out on some of the social media so you guys could watch us live if you wanted to. I have my tracks picked out. We're hoping, as we had gotten a delay the week we were supposed to record, to be able to do it this Thursday. Now, because I was not able to get home to do the live show and record this with the boys, they decided to record an Insomnia Radio main show together, unsupervised. Yes, I haven't listened to it yet. It's on my to-do list. If you'd listen to it, I'd love to hear your feedback about it. But, you know, perhaps you could send me feedback about what you thought about that show. Who knows? Anyways, our opening track this week comes to me through our tour music research from Matt. So thank you, Matt, for sending this in. The band is Phantom Atlantic. They are from Toronto, Ontario. And the track was called, any guess? Heart Out of Heaven. That's right. You can check out more of their stuff on SoundCloud, which is where I have linked to them in the show notes over on the website, which would be canada.insomniaradio.net. Thank you for going over there and checking out all the amazing things we offer you over there. You can also get over to the Insomnia Radio main page and links to the other active show which we currently have, which would be Insomnia Radio Detroit, because Les returned to the show and we have done a main show together, if you hadn't caught the show where I talked about that back several months ago. But I think we need to do that again somewhere down the road when it's not as warm up in my office space, right? Fantastic stuff. So Matt writes to me, Toronto outfit Phantom Atlantic have crafted an atmospheric sound of intensity and pressure since arriving on the scene in 2017, wielding Radiohead eccentricity to a Foo Fighter arena rock frame of airtight guitar punches and chest rattling rhythms. So their new EP, Your View of a Former Me, which is produced by Steve Malala of Finger 11, and narrates it the cycle of looking forward for a way out. Hope you guys enjoyed the track and we'll go check them out. And as always, we have 6 tracks for you this week. That's one down. We've got 5 more to go. And I think without further ado, we should get back into that. And we'll talk more about show 150, the challenge that's been issued to the show, and all those other fun things shortly. In the meantime, enjoy this track. Thank you.
try to tell me. Maybe I'm in way too deep this time. Oh, oh, oh. I want you here so bad. Just need to feel you.
Martin from Clueless Ruler. We love listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada, your best source for great new rock.
How does it feel to be on the other side of knowing I'm vacant?
Track number two is a returning artist to the show. That was Appreciate. I'm having one of those days where I say something and I'm like, did I say that right? I have no idea if I said that right. Anyways, we have played her many times before on the show. She is from somewhere here in Ontario, Canada, though she was originally from Scotland. So yeah, we like grabbing our imports from places like Scotland. It's fun, right? And that was her track, The Fear. There is a music video out there for it. She looks like she's having a lot of fun making these videos for y'all. So do go check it out over on YouTube. I have linked to her webpage, so I'm sure there will be links there for you to go look at the music videos if you want to check them out. It was several shows ago that we played her. And yeah, she puts out good stuff, so we like playing her. Then we had a new to the show person, Elizabeth Leslie, and her track, To Be Free. And this track came with many different remixes. So I've played the original version. And if I were to go play a remix in a couple of weeks, I have a favorite that I might play. You just have to wait and see if I do, right? Just have to wait. But we will make sure that there are links to, I think, probably her Spotify or webpage, whichever we have on track. Or maybe I think I have a Bandcamp too. But there will be links in the show notes, of course, to her stuff. So you can go check out more of her stuff. She's originally from Nova Scotia, but she has also lived in Montreal, where she was going to school for a time. And then into Montreal, Quebec, where she's been in other bands other than doing the solo stuff. So, yeah, check out her stuff. So we still have three more tracks to play for you today. And I want to mention something about the bumpers I have on file. So the bumper that was played between those two tracks was from 2013. Does that tell you how old some of my bumpers are? I have a whole lot of bumpers from 2013, 2014, up through 2018, I think. Let me load the file app thingy and check out my bumpers that are on file. Now, I did manage to recover all of these older ones. And there's a lot of older ones. Some of my original ones are here, like 2013. Got a few from 2014, and then there's like this big gap to like 2019, 2021. So if you have recorded a bumper for me in the past and it has been lost, or I have not played it in ages and ages and ages, or you'd like to do us a new bumper so that your band name is staying out there current with my listeners, I would love for you guys to send me something. You know, just something simple, something creative, whatever you want. Long as it includes you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada and your name, go for it. I'm willing to do it. It can be as simple as recorded on the audio recorder on your phone. I can always clean it up on my end if I have to, right? MP3s, MP4s, WAVs, FLAC. I can work with pretty much any file format. The program I'm using will convert them to something I can use if I can't. So go for it. If you are a fan and you just want to have your voice on the radio, go ahead, record me something. I'll play it. Just say your name and listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, and we'll get it out there, right? It's awesome stuff. If you're a podcast host and you want to do a little podcast bumper exchange, I'm happy to take something. Say you're listening to my show, and when you're done, come listen to your show. Perfectly cool. Or as you may have seen, you know, the Bugcast crew, Dave, Caroline, Lainey, Yannick even have done bumpers for me. The Lainey and Yannick's are from 2013. Yep, they're that old. Would love to get some new stuff from anybody over there. That would be fantastic. You guys have a lot of new shows on the Other Side Network. Would love to have bumpers for those shows too. Yes, be fantastic. Share the love, right? Anywho, we have three more tracks, more talkie-talkie to do, and we're already like 22 minutes into the show, so this is going to be a long one for you folks, right? Okay, here we go. Enjoy this next track.
This is Dave from the Bugcast. And when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
We're out of time, and I know I'm off your mind. I'm burning bridges and walls that you designed. Out of sight, out of practice, out of
two new to the show tracks. So we had Jordy Gordon and his new track, Four Track. He is from Guelph, Ontario. And this came to him, he was writing after the U.S. Girls Tour was canceled and the world was set into lockdown, and he found himself with a stomach full of anxiety and a whole lot of time on his hands. I'm assuming that U.S. Girls is a band that he was playing in. But I could be wrong. I'm sure he'll listen to this and let us out know if we're wrong or I'm reading something wrong. Anyways, the track that you guys got to listen to, which is called Four Track, taken from his upcoming record, The Tower, which will be released September 3rd. So enjoy that nice little preview of what's to come on that album. I will be including links to either Spotify or Facebook, though he does have an Instagram page as well. And I'm sure you guys, if you enjoyed that, will go check him out. Let him know you heard him over here on the show and all that fun stuff that you guys do. And so that was a direct submit to me right from him. Next up, we had a track that came in through that Eric Elper. This is Toronto rocker and Rolly Derber star Shabam and her song Bones. It's her new single from her latest album, The Gloom Patrol. There's also an official YouTube video for the song Bones, and we will be including a link to her website in the show notes. But she does have Spotify as well. And of course, if I've remembered too, I will be adding all the bands from this week's show into our Spotify playlist, which is up to like 140 somewhat hours or something crazy like that. It's a lot. 44 hours? Yeah, it might be 44 hours and 100 and somewhat tracks. Yeah, every time I find somebody on Instagram, on Spotify that we want to play, we do add them into the playlist. I do have links for that playlist over in the show notes and can share it on our Telegram chat or our Telegram announcement group for anybody who wants those. Yeah, so come and join us over on Telegram. There are links to the private chat room over there in the show notes. We've bounced choice between public group and a private group because we've been getting a lot of rando spam bots popping into the Telegram, which is interesting to see a bunch of us and our bots that do the welcomes and stuff say hello. Yeah, very interesting. But anywho, now that we've introduced those two bands we've played, we'll get the last of our yada yadas out of the way, right? Always a good thing to do. So we are looking forward to show 150. We're asking people to send in bumpers if they'd like anything like to say. Show 150 is happening around our yearly anniversary in September. That show, if we keep on schedule, will air on September 5th, just shortly after my birthday, which will be fantastic. Great way to celebrate. Yeah, August 29th, September 1st. We've got quite a few birthdays and friends that have birthdays and stuff like that. And speaking of birthdays, last week was Lainey's birthday. Lainey has done his bumpers. Lainey is a mod on a lot of the Telegram groups for the Other Side Network. Lainey is an awesome, wonderful person, and she had a fantastic, wonderful birthday and got to see her niece and do lunch out or something. I believe I saw her posting about it. It was fantastic for her, and that is amazing. So we're so fantastically, wonderfully happy that Lainey had an awesome birthday. So happy, happy, happy late birthday from the show, Lainey. Enjoy. Yes, and other fun stuff. We've got all those wonderful places you want to go check us out and follow us. Facebook, you can find us, Insomnia Radio Canada. Just do the search, you'll find us. We're over there. Over on Instagram, if you want to follow us, the actual link is insomnia_radio_Canada_podcast. And as I keep telling you, it's because all the fun short stuff was taken. Yes. And I don't think we could get one that said IRC and might get told to change that if we did. So who knows? Are any of you even out there young enough to remember, or old enough to remember IRC? It's still semi-active today. Yeah, it is. And I've neglected to do this for the past several shows, but Jack keeps sending us all that wonderful feedback. And show 141, he listened to it this morning on the day I'm recording this, which is like a Tuesday, 2 days after the show has aired. He says, first track, Alina Felici, Let's Get Lost Together. Let's get lost a little. This sounds like it belongs to the theme for Wander Radio. Wonder what that would cost me. Wait, is kissing a girl a bad thing in Canada? I enjoy kissing girls. No, if you enjoy kissing girls, go for it. Not illegal here. Be you boy, girl, or other. Because, you know, doesn't matter. You like kissing girls? Girls like kissing you? Go for it. Have fun. Then he says, Petir, nice floating start to this track. It reminds me of floating down the lazy river and slowly building. Great bumper. Isn't that one your favorite, Chris? Why, yes, it is. It's the one of Ian Nichols from Double Experience. And that is one of my oldest bumpers. That was from like my first 2 years of doing the show. So yeah, that one's quite old. I wonder if Ian wants to do me a new one and update the audio quality on it. That would be fantastic. Wouldn't it? It'd be great if I could get something with both Ian and Brock doing something, because, you know, I play a lot of Double Experience on the show. They are probably one of my favorite fun bands. That vinyl EP they released last week sold out so fast after it went public, after their Patreons got to place orders. So tells you they do have a good, very loyal fan base, which is fantastic. Where did he go next? Let's see. Paragon Cause, Disconnected. Nice upbeat track, something that I could listen to in the background. This track was fun. Off to go add it to my collection. This will be a super surprise. I like different tracks. Cosmic Crew and Heaven Hearn, Hello Hello. He says, oh, this track should have been saved for the throwdown. I love that jazz feel. And yes, I did consider saving it for the throwdown challenge, but didn't want to wait to play it. So it got played. Loving the hellos in different languages. I know, wasn't that fantastic in that track? That was pretty awesome. He says, okay, who is that bumper by? They mentioned the dark side and candy. Well, usually the dark side is cookies, and I make a mean double chocolate spicy cookie. So yes, come join the dark side. We have fun. Joseph Brooks, Oregon. Make sure you know. Nice fingerwork on the guitar. Bumper swap. Got it. Canadian Chihuahuas. Chihuahuas. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I played the Chihuahuas a few weeks ago. You have just talking back to your waffle. Well, this is great stuff before the final track. And then he says, I don't think you rambled too much. I think that you are just perfect in bringing something to the attention of your audience. This is one of the powerful tools of that stage that affords us, this stage affords us. I can read really well today. Can you tell I've only read this once before I tried reading it? Yep. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I love you for it, Chris. Sorry, back to listening. And if you were following along in the Instagram chat, I threw him all kinds of colorful hearts for that one. You did not mention your crazy guys on IR90. So because I wasn't available, as I said earlier, to do the throwdown challenge last week, Jack and Les, the host of Insomnia Radio Detroit, went and recorded a show together for the main show, which I've been asked to listen to so that we can talk about it more. Guess I better go do that after I do this show, right? Definitely. Have you guys listened to the main show? You should maybe wander over and record and listen. And then I believe we have the last track, which was Steve Marner, How High. Great track to end the show, he says. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed Jack's little review of last week's show. And if you wanted to do this too, I'd be happy to have more people's feedback to read out on the show. Even if it's just as simple as, hey, I really loved this track, going to follow them now. I'd love you to play more stuff in this similar style. You know, feedback can be simple. Feedback can be detailed like Jack does, which I love. I love his feedback. It's fantastic. Right? So I have saved for you this week what I hope is going to be a fantastic track for you. These guys, it's a quartet, and they're from like BC and Alberta. Yes, Regina and Saskatoon are both in Alberta. Make me do my geography here. So the band is called Arcana Kings. Arcana. Depends on who you talk to. The track is Here We Go. And it is another track from Eric, I believe. I'm just double checking my notes here. Yep, it came in from that Eric Elper. And the email title was Heard Across the CFL, NHL, and More. Bagpipe Rockers Arcana Kings lead the charge with Here We Go. That's right. You heard me, folks. Bagpipes. That is why I have saved this track for last. So you can turn this off now if you really hate bagpipes. But I really, really encourage you to hang in, listen to this amazing rock tune, and listen to the bagpipe party that's going on in it. It is fun. It is a great way to end the show and keep you pumped up for the rest of your week. And I think you guys will really enjoy it. And there's probably a video to go with it, which we may find links to and post in the show notes as well. Or maybe over in the web chat after the show has aired, right? Awesome stuff. So now that I have rambled at you for far, far too long, And the show is pushing 42 minutes now, I believe, or thereabouts, 41, 42. By the time this track ends, we'll be pushing 50 minutes, and I haven't done an hour-long show in over a year. So enjoy the long show. Have an amazing week. Remember to stay safe out there. Mask it up. And we'll catch you in a week for another show if we don't catch you for the Throwdown Challenge, right? Awesome. Be safe out there, my friends. Ciao.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.